if you would recap the city council action. Last November, I think it was on Election Day, was the proposal to look into, in fact, it was authorized to purchase land in the area of 2818 in Sandy Point for a Westside Youth Sports Complex, and I understand the council decided today to reverse that decision.
Well, for this particular property, we had a few options to either we could agree to terminate it and cost the city $100. You know, we could wait a few more weeks and it would go up a little bit, wait a little bit more, and it'd be anywhere from $100 up to $5,000. And I think the original, obviously I'm new on the council, I wasn't there on election night, but I think this is now the second time where our hope was to get land at below market price, because we understood we had that as a part of the offer, and would work to you know, try to bring in that type of park. We still are 100% committed to that. We want to, we're eager to do that. And who knows, it could be in the same location, but as it turned out, it ended up being, you know, when you're buying something for market price, in this case, the perception of the council certainly was that we were buying it for market price, not at below market price. There were restrictions that we weren't comfortable with. Access was an issue with the property. And so I think we just want to measure twice on this. So we did agree. The council, the majority of the council, in fact, a unanimous decision to, you know, take a pause on that. So we did cancel this contract. It's a $100 sort of buyout, if you will. And we want to look at really what is the optimum location, the optimum, you know, just work on this. If we're going to pay market rates on it, we want to make sure we're in the very best location. So there are concerns about it. It's a flag-type lot. There's, you know, we had concerns about the access into and out of the lot for sure. And we want to be able to, you know, if we buy the property, we want to have it free and clear and be able to do what we want to do with the property.
I also understand the Parks and Recreation Board had something to say about this as well.
They did. I don't want to put it all on them. They certainly voted to, you know, recommending that we not move forward with it, you know, for some of the same reasons. There are concerns, but I mean, we're the council. Ultimately, the buck stops with us, and we heard those concerns. They seemed like reasonable concerns. I mean, I know it's you know, there's multiple sides to stories, and for sure, but the facts on the ground were pretty clear. I mean, there were access problems and again, restrictions that we as a council just couldn't get past to say, well, this is the time, this is now. We want to be able to do what we want to do with the property, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, if we're going to pay market rates for a property. So I think we shared that view, and you're right, they raised the same concerns.
Well, the takeaway, obviously, from the council, from what you said, and I'm going to guess it's the same takeaway from the Parks and Recreation Board, the bottom line is that there's going to be a youth sports complex sometime.
Absolutely. We are very eager to get that done. Certainly we would have loved to this, you know, to have these, you know, all the math work out on this proposal. The fact that it hasn't, or at least hasn't yet, doesn't mean that we're changing strategic directions at all. We're eager to be able to identify the best way to, as quickly as possible, move forward and get that done.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to share with listeners about this?
No, I appreciate the questions and helping get this information to our citizens.